Man, what a guy. Just got a phone, Bill Ivey. Charlie Dirk here at Interstate 107. Bill is the head honcho for Homes for Our Troops, and he's going to be in York tomorrow morning at 10 at the York Wesleyan Church. They're going to be having a big dedication ceremony and groundbreaking that because they're about to build a house for one of our local heroes, Army Sergeant Nick Firth, who was hurt during the war, and they're going to be having a big dedication ceremony. By the way, you're invited if you want to go, but going to be having a big dedication ceremony to build Nick's house for him.
And the home we built is completely accessible to an individual when they're in their wheelchair. So the veterans we built for, most are multiple amputees, paralyzed or blind, or a combination of those injuries.
It's a custom-built home.
Absolutely.
How many have y'all built so far? I mean, I know you've been around for a minute. How many have y'all built so far, Bill?
We've been around since 2004, and we've built 423 homes.
Wow.
In 45 different states.
Bill, I know my listeners are going to want to help. Is there a way that I can direct them to help y'all out?
Absolutely. 65% of our revenue, Charlie, is individual donors.
Yeah.
And that's how we get the bulk of our money.
You know, another thing Bill was telling me, too, is they have one of those monthly deals where you can get set up that starts at like $15 a month. You know, St. Jude's does. Homes for Our Troops does the same way. You find out all the different opportunities. I mean, if you want to help, and most of the people I'm talking to this morning do, HFOTUSA.org. Just remember, Homes for Our Troops, HFOTUSA.org. Get all the details. And if you want, you show up tomorrow morning at 10 because they're going to have the groundbreaking ceremony in York at the York Wesleyan Church, 1830 York Avenue. They're going to be having the groundbreaking for Army Sergeant Nick Firth to build his home.